Are you excited for the last shot? Hallelujah. You see, one word after one word. It's amazing. And you see, you can only get this on Camp David, where God is unveiling his truth unto us. Are you with me? Divine strategies are being released. And let me tell you, every program for your life 2022 is being laid out now. The very foundation for you to make it is being laid out now. And you will never be a failure, because the word of God can never fail in a man's life. So as you are receiving the word, you are actually separating or cutting paths with failure. Failure will never be your portion. You see, your army is so weak that you don't even want to receive. The one who shouted the loudest has received them all. No, the one who did not shout is not receiving. You can do it a better one. Wow. If you are blessed by the ministration of your mom, let's stretch our hands and bless her for a moment, that the Lord will continue to replenish her and give her more grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. In Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Now take a good seat, because we are about to receive the shot of the night. Say the shot of the night. And this one, I want you to be in covenant with your eyes. I know how tired some of us are, right from the morning, and we word upon word, word up. If you are using the exercise book and you are really doing notes by now, you should pass halfway. Tonight, for our last shot, we are blessed with a man of God, and this man of God has come all the way from Takrade to be a blessing to us. You can imagine. Hey. He is coming not from any other place, but he's coming right from the place where our father is privileged to be the pastor. Hallelujah. And this man of God is a brother, and we are all coming from the same lineage. Amen. Because he is a direct son and a right-hand man of God's servant, Apostle Samuel Intim. Hallelujah. Right from the very first day that Apostle started the ministry in Takrade, Reverend was there. Praise God. In fact, I have seen men of God who have become more or less associated to other men of God. And I've seen how they have related with their senior men of God. But I've identified two people who have become a role model to me, that you can be an associate and still be at the forefront of ministry. And I've seen this with two men of God in my ministry. One is Bishop Abioye, who has been the assistant bishop to God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. A very dedicated and committed man of God, who is also on the forefront of cutting-edge ministry. Praise God. And whenever I see Bishop Abioye, I see that same grace upon Reverend Frimpong. Praise God. A man committed. You know, he has to move from Kumasi, stop his work, do everything, and follow Apostle to start a church in Takrade. He left his family. Yes, Apostle just told him, Kofi, Yanko Kumasi, Kotia, sorry. And he has stayed with him over 15 years now, right? 26 years, yes. 26 years. How many people can sacrifice to that extent? So we are not talking about somebody who is just coming to pour and then go. No, it's not about you and Paul, but somebody with an experience when it comes to the kingdom work and service. Praise God. His coming has been with many challenges. In fact, when I called him, immediately he was so glad to come. And then, be a blessing, because last year he was a blessing to us. Then he called again and said, I'm supposed to do a program on the 28th. And therefore, I'm not supposed to. But you know, by 28th is a holiday, so what program are you going to do? He said, oh, then I forgot. I will come. Then I was there, then Apostle also called. So, but we cried when you told me that Reverend will be coming. I had forgotten we also had a program on 28th. I said, oh, papa. Well, he stand on the phone. I said, okay, don't worry. I will let him come. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when he was coming, he was just telling me this morning that it took the intervention, and I know it's because of the prayers we prayed yesterday. It took God's intervention. He almost landed in a very serious accident. He said that he unforeseenly actually punched into a ramp, and the car just turned like that. To the extent that if another car was coming, it would have been a disaster. And we really thank God for his life and the grace that has brought him. Hallelujah. So for many of these challenges, it's an indication that God is sending him for a reason. There is a purpose why he has to be here. So I want you with an open heart and an open spirit. The body may be weak, but the spirit is alive. Is somebody here with me? With a standing ovation, I want us to receive God's servant, Reverend Ebenezer Opoku from Paul. Let's celebrate God for him.
If you are clapping unto God, you can do it better. You can do it better unto God. You can do it better unto God. Let's pray. Just lift up your hands to God. We can never thank God enough. Give him praise. Give him glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank him. Bless him.
Oh, be lifted above all other gods. We lay our crown and worship you. Oh, be lifted above all other gods.
First word, we give you all the glory for the impact and the revelation of your way. I pray tonight that Lord, touch us again by your way. Lord, Holy Spirit, brood over our hearts, enlighten the eyes of our understanding, that we will live here refreshed by your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Shout a living hallelujah. Clap your hands and please be seated. Hallelujah.
I want to give God thanks and bless his name for being here once again. I want to appreciate God's servant, the bishop, and I want to thank God for the committee. Thank God for Lady Pastor. Praise the Lord. I say that in every church, you know, the people who suffer most, it's not the pastor, it's the pastor's wife. Or Pesidia, yes, he had a suffering, so stress I had a. Umunanswa, yes, he's suffering, and then I'll pay Munasa. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for, clap your hands together for Jesus, for her life. So God's servant, God bless you for giving me this privilege to be here. I bring you greetings from my father, Apostle Samuel in team. Hallelujah. A lot have been said. I just want to briefly, I'm talking about working for God. Praise the Lord, service. And since I came in the morning, I've seen that a lot of things have been shared. It is an honor for you to work for God. Praise the Lord. And in my message tonight, I will just be dwelling on, if you are working for God, what work at all are we supposed to do? Praise the Lord. Because I've seen that from yesterday and from this morning's teachings, God has been opening our eyes, the things we are supposed to do to have excellence, I mean, be able to do well in working for God. But I want to dwell on what actually is the work. Praise the Lord. Because that is very, very important. You cannot claim to be working at a place and you don't really know what you are supposed to do. Hallelujah. So I begin by saying that it is an honor for you to work for God. It's just an honor. The Bible said that no man taketh this honor upon himself. In Takra, when they were about to have elections, one parliamentary candidate that a colleague introduced to me, and then one of the time he came, he said, he wants me to pray for him. And I looked at the man, and I wanted to just let people know how it is honorable to do the work of God. So when he came, I said, kneel down. Then as I was doing like that, I wanted to just be sure if he has knelt down. Knelt down, lifted up his hand. I said, wow, how honorable God's work can be to have great people kneel before you because of doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is honorable. Sometimes when I see people playing with the work of God, it saddens me. Because I come to think of it, when like the NPP government came to power, and some people were given positions, and some even came to church to testify, give testimony, I've been appointed as the Ashanti Regional Minister. And it was an honorable thing, giving testimony in church. Why is it that when somebody is appointed a deacon, nobody stands to give testimony that I am happy and privileged that I've been appointed as a deacon for the King of Kings? Hallelujah. Nobody does that. When elders are appointed, you don't see anybody coming to share testimony. But when NPP government gives somebody a ministerial position, you see people coming to give testimony. When the King of Kings appoints you, it is more honorable. Hallelujah. And you as a worker of God, may that honor that is upon you be visibly seen everywhere you find yourself in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What actually is the work? That is what I'm talking about. In every business, you realize that the reason why we set business is for profit. Is it not it? We set up business for profit or to just add value. One of the main reasons why God has called you as a worker is for you to bear fruit. And I want us to be reading scriptures. Bear fruit. By bearing of fruit, I simply mean winning souls. Let's read Luke chapter 13, verse 6. Luke chapter 13. And Jesus spoke also a parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon. The Bible said he found none. Then said he unto the vine, to the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. He said, cut it down. Why? Look at that big English there. Cumbered it. It means, why do you keep on tilling it, pruning it? Praise the Lord. He said, cut it down. For these 3 years that I've been coming every time to seek fruit on it, and I find none, cut it down. A lot of people are working for God. They claim they are working for God. But in their spirit, they have been cut by God. Because there is no bearing of fruit. What I mean by bearing of fruit is sowing in. That is the core, bear fruit. That is why he said, these 3 years that I come, every time seeking fruit, I found none. So he said that, cut it down. There is a similar scripture in Isaiah chapter 5. Let's read that one. I think Isaiah chapter 5 verses 12 downwards. So winning. If you can't point to this one, point to that one, that by the grace of God, God used me. Because that is how come we can make profit in the kingdom. If we can't go out there and preach to people. Isaiah, is it chapter 5? Yes, verses 12. Okay, and the harp and so on. Let's move on. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity. Yes, move on. Please start for verse 1 for me. Chapter 5, verses 1. Fantastic. He said, now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of beloved touching his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. Let's move on. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray, between me and my vineyard. Verses 4. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Every anointing that you need has been released upon you. Some of us have become like overfed sheep. We hear the word. We hear the word. We are bombarded with the word. There must be fruit coming out of that word. Praise the Lord. He said, I have done in it. Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, it brought forth wild grapes. 5. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. This will not be your story from today in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I would take away the head thereof. People who don't bear fruit don't have the cover of God. He said, I would take the head thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste, and it shall not be pruned, nor digged, but there shall come up brows and tongues, and I will also command the clouds that they rain no more. Praise the Lord. God expects us to bear fruit. God expects us to win souls. That is the core duty of a servant of God or a worker of God. Without soul winning, the church cannot grow. Praise the Lord. Without soul winning, our society keeps on decaying and decaying all the time. Look at how, because of our unwillingness to go out and reach out to people, our young people have been dashed to the world. When you look at what some of the things happening among the youth, among children, it is because we have relaxed in bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. And I came, if I don't preach about any other thing, this is enough, because prophetically, God has positioned Miracle Manor as one of the end time churches that is making impact. The only thing that will make God not fulfill that word is our disobedience in not reaching out to the people. I saw a scripture, I was amazed. Revelation chapter 1. And also, for I want you to look at this scripture. The last verse. Revelation chapter 1. The last verse. Look, John had a revelation. And in the revelation, he saw 7 golden candlesticks. And then the 7 stars, he said, are the angels. Get it all. God, he had a revelation. He saw 7 stars. And then he saw 7 golden candlesticks. And then he explains the vision. The 7 stars. He said the 7 churches and the 7 candlesticks which thou sawest are the 7 what? Are the 7 churches. Look at Revelation chapter 2. Let's start from verses 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. I know thy works, I know thy labor, I know thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found themselves liars, and has borne and has patience, and for thy my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have something against you, because thou hast left your first love. Your first love. Remember therefore whence thou hast fallen, and repent and do the first works. What is the first works? The only thing Jesus came, when Jesus came, there was medicine, there was tax collecting, but he only came to preach. Praise the Lord. And he said, else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlesticks, Remember what is the candlesticks. What is the last verse? What is the candlestick? The seven churches. The way you are not saying it, it looks like you are not following the preaching. Are you following? Are you here? He said the seven candlesticks are the seven what? Churches. He said, repent. If you don't repent, then I will remove your candlestick. Hallelujah. It means that if we are not ready to do the first works of preaching to others, winning souls, the mindset of God for this, you know, there are so many churches, they think they are doing things for God, but God has removed them. May God never remove miracle manna in the name of Jesus. So winning. So winning. Praise the Lord. That is the heartbeat of God. All of us, we are not perfect. We are trying. Like this year, I believe God that at least I should be able to get 52 souls. Like every week, a soul. I wasn't able to achieve it, but at least when I checked it with my team, we were able to win at least 37 souls. 37. Like, I teach in a secondary school. When they were doing BEC, I was a supervisor. So my center, I said, all these young boys and girls cannot just come and we leave them like that. Preach to them. Every Sunday before I will go into the church, I go round. You know where they stay? Like in Kumasi, it's like Abuabo, the typical Zongo. I have to go. So nowadays, I don't even like wearing suit. I have to go and gather them. Get trotro for them. Not with church money, with my own money. Because when God is rewarding, he doesn't reward groups. He rewards individuals. Praise the Lord. God can use you. A lot of people are barren in the church. There is no fruitfulness. And it's like, it's not a concern. When people get married and they have not given birth, it's a concern. Pastors are praying for them. We are anointing them. We are doing everything that they will give birth to children. But when people come to Christ for 2 years, for 3 years, 5 years, they have not been able to give birth to any soul. Like it's not the concern of anybody. Praise the Lord. The work is so winning. So winning. If you are not doing it, there is no way God can bless you the way he wants to bless you. A year by this time, as a worker for God, you can point to that one. You can point to this one. That by the grace of God, God used me to bring Pastor David there. Pastor Cole. God used me to bring Pastor Cole. And he's planted. And he's also talking to other people. Praise the Lord. That is how come we can gather souls. That is how come we can make profit. You can't be at a workplace. The reason why they sack a lot of people is that you are redundant is because what you are doing, you are not bringing any profit. It's like you own some faso. Hallelujah. Nyanko pon own some faso. Abra uko abontin na uso Kenya miasem atre afufro. Hallelujah. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 8 and 9, Peter was explaining to us why a lot of people are barren in the kingdom of God. He said that if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is it? Verses 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. One main reason why a lot of people are barren in the church is because they are forgotten how they became Christians. That somebody preached to them, that somebody prayed on their head before they became Christians. And nowadays, it's like when you look at the church, it's like the spirit of the world has entered the church. It's about bless me, bless me, bless me. Give me, give me, give me. But there is nothing we are doing to also give God souls. Praise the Lord. All our messages. It's like when we come to the church, we don't know whether we have come to the bank or it's like a motivational school. Always money, money. Yet people are not also rich. You say you are rich, you are a big man, you are always pursuing. When we are raising funds, we can't even see you. You are not a big man. Praise the Lord. Money, money, money. But Matthew says 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things that we are running after shall be added, shall be added. Hallelujah. Spirit of the world, like a prophet appears, starts prophesying. Shabarabaraba. Get up on your feet. I see God sending you to America. Hey, I receive. Another one. I see God sending you to Canada. Receive it. Take it now. Ushers. Reverend is to say, you, Akos, lift up your hands. I see God sending you to Togo to go, and they will say, ah, Tofiakwa. I reject it in the name of Jesus. Togo, Togo, and any panel. Praise the Lord. That is the reason why places that we don't want to go, that places have been dashed to other religions. We don't want to go to northern region. We don't want to go to rural areas. And it's like we are in the city. And we are just happy that, oh, every Sunday people come. I am telling you, a lot of people have forgotten how they became Christians. A lot of people have forgotten. When I became born again, JHS, that was the time I saw Apostle. And I became a lot committed at Kumasi High School. And those times, we were taught taking up your cross, sanctification, doing the work of the Lord, sacrificing. And sometimes you wonder, some of these pastors who were taught all these things, they raise up churches and they are now talking about something different. Talking about money. Bless me all the time. Hallelujah. I pray that the spirit to win souls enter you from tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you want to increase population, those people do social studies. How do you do it? Just let the birth rate increase and decrease death rate. Is that not it? So in the church, the things that we were taught in the morning, all those things are things we are doing so that we can keep the back door closed, that people are not leaving the church. So those are the things that we do so that we keep the door closed, the back door shut, that people don't leave. Death rate is decreased. But as death rate is decreasing, birth rate must increase. Other than that, the church will become stagnant. It shouldn't be like what we were. You know, when you look at the mindset of God concerning church growth in this end time, it's not just additions. It's not just additions. Exponential increases. So like if last year, miracle manna, we were around 500, we were in the thousands. God is expecting us to move into the 5,000s. And that one comes by you working hard in bringing souls. Hallelujah. Bringing souls. One of the scriptures we read, he said, do the work of an evangelist. Do the work of an evangelist. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people around us who are not born again. Sometimes we deceive ourselves. The statistics about people who are not Christians in our country, it keeps on decreasing every time. The census, what they do, they say 70% are Christians when people are filling the forms. They take Christianity. So people say 70% Christian. It's a lie. Even people in church, how many of them are born again? So we have a lot of work to do. That is why the things we are doing in the morning are important. We can't be fighting among ourselves. We can't be hurting ourselves while souls are there perishing. Praise the Lord. We can't be backbiting ourselves. We are offended. Praise the Lord. We are not doing what God expects us to do because this one has done that. This one has done that. While souls are perishing. In fact, everything of the devil doing in the church is to prevent us from going out and bringing souls into the kingdom. We break every stronghold of bitterness in this assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. In the morning, I talk about all the problems we're talking. It's everywhere. Like when our sister was sharing about bitterness. Yeshua said, "Hey, ye na manko." Oh, yesterday will be a ye dili sesia. Eno kra de ye mienu. Baako ye wedding. Ena baako. Hey, hey, ye. Baby, so don't think of running away. That problem is also in Methodist. You come to Congress, it's there. So you think that there is no perfect church. As long as it's people, we can never have a perfect church. We can only become perfect at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So whatever is a hindrance, we don't let it become a hindrance. Praise the Lord. And these things that I'm talking about, sometimes they are difficult. You are serving God. There is a scripture in Judges, the army of Gideon. The Bible said, they were fainting, yet they were pursuing. They were fainting, yet they were pursuing. There are times you have come from work, you are tired, but fainting, yet what? Pursuing. Praise the Lord. You are not the only person who prays and then you doze off. Every one of us, including apostle, even Daniel, there is a scripture, Daniel chapter 9. Daniel was praying, he was dozing, an angel tap, my friend, get up. Daniel in the Bible. So you are not the only person who prays and then you doze off. We are human. Sometimes you are tired. But you are tired yet you are pursuing. Because souls must be won. Hallelujah. That must be our desire. I'm saying that if I don't talk about anything, I go back to Takrade. It's enough. Because this church, I wrote, when I was coming, 6 things that God will be doing next year in this church. So I typed it. I will share with you tomorrow. 6 things that God will be doing. Praise the Lord. So it demands that we purpose in our heart. We purpose in our heart. Like next year, I don't know if God's servant will invite me again. He was saying that next year, 3rd December, you know how the work of God is. Because of this work, my mother, parents, they don't know I'm here. Or I'm here, and now they are making home. May drive back to Takrade. That is how. Sometimes when Jesus spoke about some of those things that take up your cross, you leave your mother, you leave your father. Some of those things, sometimes you may not understand. Praise the Lord. next year, I prophesy, as I come again, I may not be the speaker, but I'll come for the camp meeting. Everywhere will be filled in the name of Jesus Christ. Because God is using you to win souls. God is using you to win souls. I'm telling you, Pastor, some of your young girls here, they have a lot of anointing and capacity, but they are letting it like lie dormant. Dormant just like that. You have capacity. You alone can gather boys, gather men into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But you are not doing it. One of our young girls like that, small girl, coming for all night meeting. We boys wanted to attack her and rape her. He just started speaking in tongues. Laid hands on one of them. The person fell dry. Started. I'm robber. Rapist. Started speaking in tongues. She called. And then some of the boys met her on the way. And they carried those boys into the church. As I'm talking now, some of the boys, one of them is a protocol, those who stand in front of the church. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, a lot of you have potentials. There is anointing in you. Sometimes people think that when I pray for you, lay hands on you, that is what is good. That one, I love it. In fact, when I pray for people and it's nice. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, that is not anointing. He said, you shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So if I can teach you, for you to be sent from here to Bimbila to start a church, that shows how anointed I am. Praise the Lord. Because when I pray for you, you fall down here. It's just maybe some 100 meters or 50 meters. But from here to Bimbila is so many kilometers. Hallelujah. You shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And as a result of that, you shall be my witnesses in Judea, in Jerusalem, in the outermost part of the earth. That shows how anointed you are. Praise the Lord. Soul winning must be our focus in the year ahead of us. Praise the Lord. Soul winning. I pray that God will use us. We'll be depopulating hell. In the name of Jesus Christ. We'll be depopulating hell. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me end with the second kind of work you must do. It is the work of prayer. You see, all these are, you see that in every work, there are core work. Even when there are core, we go to secondary school, there are core subjects that we do. Praise the Lord. It's like you are missing the main thing. Praise the Lord. Prayer. Whether you are an usher, you play the keyboard, whoever you are, you sing. One of the things, the altar that grows every church is the altar of prayer. Not praying for yourself, praying for souls, praying for the establishment of new converts, praying for your leaders, praying for your pastor. Hallelujah. Interesting, it's only the church. Sometimes when I see the way people criticize pastors. It's interesting. It's only the church that we give up our generals. You is it this year or last year? You saw what the Muslim did when Prophet Usu Benpa spoke something against the chief imam. If we were Christians, we would just come on radio and insult our pastors. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the brethren. Prayer. What prayer does is that prayer generates fire. And fire is self-advertising. Everywhere there is fire, people gather to watch. If our church, Miracle Manor, where it is considered by people as a place that is too far, it means the fire is not burning enough. Hey, I come for Malam. Mohun baby, ebi mo sese. And Susan, I'm for koho. When the fire is hot, John the Baptist, the Bible said he was a burning and a shining light. He never had a colorful ministry. He was always wearing boxer shorts in the wilderness. But because the fire was always burning, people traveled from the city into the wilderness to hear John. Where we are as a church is never a hindrance to the flow of multitudes. Increase the fire on the prayer altar. Increase the fire on the prayer altar. Because on the altar of prayer, we generate power. And the Bible said, in the days of his power, the people shall be willing. When the prayer fire is hot, praise the Lord. You know, the reason why a lot of people are not successful in soul winning is that we just go without investment in prayer. Everyone that I speak to, Yekofia, the first thing is to pray on the person's head. That is the reason why sometimes you speak to people, they will tell you, Sunday I will come. Oh, I will come, I will be there. Sunday, because there is an enemy that does not want the person to come. It is prayer that breaks the chains and the bondages that they found themselves in. So I always say that prayer is magnet. Prayer raises an ensign. In Isaiah chapter 5 verses 26, he said he shall raise up an ensign and the people will come in with speed. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from afar and will hiss unto them from the ends of the earth. And behold, they shall come speed with speed swiftly. You know an ensign, when soldiers are, at war in the bush, not somebody, Obiaira, they lift up flag. His. Yekwe Fuma, his. Or to who? Obiaira, who? Na who, no? Nipanet mediatre, so that the lost person can be recovered. That is what prayer does. Prayer raises an ensign. Jesus said, other sheep I have, them I must also bring in. How? By our prayers. By our prayers. An ensign is lifted. A whistle is blown. And that whistle drags them into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 56 verses 9. When we don't pray, I always tell people to keep the devil away, you must always keep awake. To keep the devil away from the church, we must always keep awake. He said, all ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Hey, demonic recruitment is calling demons. Come and devour. Why? all ye beasts in the field. He said his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all damn dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, loving down, and loving to slumber. So when people are slumbering in the church, he's calling demons. Come, come and devour. Come and devour. Come and devour. The people in the church will never be devoured in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Bishop Oyedepo said their church wasn't growing. They set themselves to fast and pray. When they were praying, the third day, God told him, come out. And then he said, look at the top of the roof. And he said he saw a thick darkness. And he said, command that darkness to, move over the roof. He said he commanded that darkness and then it rolled like a mat. And he said from that time, the church shifted. Growth. People started coming. To the point that he said one person came to share his testimony. That all this while he has been passing by. But anytime he passes by, he sees people in white. Adena Muslim fortune. So, white. So he thought that it was a mosque. Demonic misrepresentation. Bishop Oyedepo. The church was misrepresented to the people like a mosque until they set themselves to pray. Hallelujah. That hold was not broken. My time is up. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. What we are praying tonight is for the spirit of grace and supplication to come upon your life. Praise the Lord. Just lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord. Stir my spirit up unto prayer. Stir my spirit up unto prayer. Stir my spirit up unto prayer. Lift up your voice. Kapate ketea. Rapande boko tapaha. Nikada brande beko teaha. Rate kete parikato setea. Limpariko tapande beko tapa. Libanda bako te pere beko ta. Rapande beko te pere bekapa. Rapato kote pelaba. Rapate ketea. Rapate pelebo. Rapata palaba. Rapata palaba. Rapata palaba. Rapala palabalaba. Likote pelebe. Lift up your voice. Pray the Lord. Stir my spirit up unto prayer tonight. Stir my spirit up unto prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lika patekoya. Ratekete paraba. Rampato seteka. Rambare berebo tapaha. Rapateko tepea. Lipandibiko tapalaba. Lepedekete paha. Rapandebeko tepaha. Lepedekete pelebo. Repete. Reconte paricatoia, Lipande becotapa, Lepete ketepa, Leprando cosetepa, Rea palebelebo, Rea palebolobo, Recote pelebea, in the name of Jesus, Leca palabalaba, Racato ketebalaba, Leconte pelebea, Lipande becota palaba, Lepende becota palaba, Leprende becote pelebe, Lepata palabalaba, Lepande becote pelebe. Lipala brande bekota palava, lipale breketepe, repetetea, repetekota pa, rapata palava. Lift up your voice, pray the Lord, stir my heart unto prayer, stir my heart unto prayer. Lika pato katapa, rakande bekota pa, rande bekotepea, rapali bate kapa, rapande bekotepelebe, repetepeleba, rikotepelebe.
Father, pray the prayer in the name of Jesus.
I decree over your life. The Bible said after Jesus had taught them all the principles, he breathed on them that receive the Holy Ghost. I decree over your life. From tonight, may the spirit of grace and supplication rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every spirit that makes you slumber.
Yes, Lord.
Every spirit that makes you weak in prayer. Every spirit that makes you faint in prayer. Tonight, by the spirit of grace and supplication,
yes, Lord.
That spirit, its hold over your life is broken in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The spirit of supplication is what drives. In Mark chapter 1, verses 12, the Bible said, and the spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness to fast and to pray. May the spirit be your driving force.
In the name of Jesus.
On the prayer altar. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The burden for souls.
Yes, Lord.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I break every form of spiritual barrenness.
Yes, Lord.
Over your life.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From tonight, I decree you are being fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord use you to win multitudes of souls into the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Clap your hands hallelujah. Together for Jesus. Shout hallelujah.